So what the hell are you people doing here? If I were you, I would not graduate. This is the best time of your life. You're always going to look back. This is a special time, I'm telling you. I look back all the time, and I'm amazed at how such a short number of years, which now go by repeatedly, and I don't even notice 4 years going by, seem totally stuck in my memory. A really, really special time, really, really special friends. Some of those friends are still friends now. And so it just makes me realize how much the experience is about being your age, but also about connection. Yeah? Connection with people is really what makes this a special, I think, experience. I see lots of familiar faces, and you know, super glad that I was able to participate in being part of that for you. I love kind of going to these things and kind of touching base with you, you know, outside of the classroom. And I just really hope that you can appreciate what you've gone through, kind of like Bruce says, and you know what's kind of in your future. So let me start with a quote here from a pretty famous fellow, much more eloquent than me. He tells this story: two young fish swimming along, and they happen to meet an older fish swimming the other way, who nods at them and says, "Morning, boys. How's the water?" And the two young fish swim on for a bit, and then eventually one of them looks over at the other and goes, "What the hell is water?" And so the idea that, you know, this older crowd, me and Bruce and Brent and Tiffany, with the experience that we have, that, you know, we would be able to tell you something insightful about that water that we're all kind of immersed in. You know, in some ways we might be able to do that, but, you know, in most ways, everybody's experience is going to be pretty unique. And it's difficult to really get much advice that really is worth anything, because your own experience is really what's going to drive, you know, your life. There's a pretty famous computer science professor who gave a talk here a couple of years ago. His name is Roger Shank, and he was kind of proposing that lectures themselves are really kind of a waste of time, that really you don't really get much out of them. Really, the best you can hope for is, you know, inspiration or entertainment. So I'll shoot for that. The first thing that I really hope that college has turned out to be for you is kind of an opportunity to learn about yourself, learn about what you think, learn about what you like, learn about what you don't think, learn that it's okay to disagree with other people, and to kind of get stronger and stronger sense of who you are and what you want to evolve into. College is super, super about connection. Connection with us, the faculty, connection with each other, connection with advisors. And it's just invaluable to see that web of connections really beginning to define who you are. Let me give you another quote, same guy. Real value of a real education has almost nothing to do with knowledge and everything to do with simple awareness, awareness of what is so real and essential, so hidden in plain sight all around us all the time, that we have to keep reminding ourselves over and over, this is water, this is water. It is unimaginably hard to do this, to stay conscious and alive in the adult world day in and day out, which means yet another grand cliche turns out to be true. Your education really is the job of a lifetime, and it commences now. That's the end of the quote. So these connections are what make us kind of come out of ourselves, be aware of the rest of the world. Bruce gave me the opportunity, a wonderful opportunity, it turns out, to teach a software engineering class about 5 or 6 years ago. And kind of didn't really know what I was doing at the beginning. I barely know what I'm doing now. But one of the things that I did was I would give a project to build a website. And I decided that I would decide what the project was about. And at that time, for 2 or 3 years, I decided the project should be about world crises. And as you know from the news, there's a world crisis, you know, every 10 minutes of one kind or another. And these world crises grab our attention for a relatively short time, if you think about it. 2 weeks go by, and that's the end of that crisis. It's not the end of the crisis for the people involved, of course, but it is for us. And I wanted that assignment to be just a tiny bit of getting a bit more awareness of how isolated you can easily be in a society and not realize what's happening halfway around the world. Yeah. And so again, one of the critical things to being happy is, you know, deciding what's your place going to be in the world. You know, how are you going to participate in making this world of ours a better place? Is it going to be through computer science? That's great. Is it going to be in some other way? That's equally good. Yeah? You're here to kind of learn what's going to be best for you. College was the beginning of that. It's not the end of that. It's the beginning of that. You know, for you to think that you're going to graduate and going to get a computer science job and you're going to be there forever, you know, that's literally inconceivable. Yeah? Things will happen. You'll get interested in other things. And you want to be open about that. You want to keep on making these incredible connections with as many people as you can in these new environments that you're going to be in. Because the more connections you make, the more aware you're going to become of who you are and what your ability is to contribute in a way that makes you a happy person. Your ability to contribute to the world is what's going to make you a fulfilled person, a happy person. One of the things that I think you can ask yourself is, what would you do if you won the lottery? You know, a lot of people think that the end all and be all is just to have lots and lots of money. And I'm sure it would be a blast to have lots and lots of money. And I'm sure you'd party for a long time with lots and lots of money. But, you know, eventually that would literally come to an end. Not because you ran out of money, but because you just can't keep on partying and have that be a fulfilling experience. You would think of something to do with your life. And that's one of the things that you should ask yourself. Well, you know, why should that choice be different now just because I have less money? It should be the same choice. You should be trying to find the thing that's going to make you inherently and intrinsically happy. And it doesn't have to do with making money. It doesn't have to do with other, you know, frills. It has to do with what really kind of drives you, what really seems exciting to you, what really enthuses you, yeah? And you can probably tell that just from the stuff that you've done in the 4 years that you've been here, or maybe you've been here longer. And you can look back and look at those assignments, or look at the projects, or look at the groups that you've participated in. You know, what was the most fun? What really got you the most excited? What what didn't require someone reminding you to do it? You would remind yourself to do it. You know, you were the one driving the project, yeah? So pay attention to that, because that's telling you something about you that no one can tell you other than your experience. So you're going to make lots of connections in life. Some will last, some won't. Good chance that some of the connections you made here will last a long time. I hope they do. And of course, as Bruce already pointed out, one of the ways of kind of fostering that connection is to kind of stay connected with this very group a little bit longer. Help the department out. Come back and visit. If you've taken classes from me, you know that I invite people to come and give talks. And one of the reasons that I like doing that is, of course, I like people coming back from having graduated from here and giving you, a student, a sense of what life is going to be like after. Of course, one of the things that I like the best is that I twist the arms of my students to use a myriad of tools that at the time that I'm forcing them to do that, they're thinking, why the hell are you wasting my time? And then people come and give that talk and they say, you know, we use this tool and that tool and that tool. And they say, wow. Yes, Downey's not an idiot after all. But the other good reason that I like them to come is because there's this kind of sense of continuity, right? They graduated from here. You're graduating from here. And so with that being said, I invite all of you, send me an email in a year and come and be one of those speakers. Yeah? Tell my students a year from now what the last year was like. Yeah? And be, again, part of that chain. So, I'll give you one piece of advice, which we'll see if it's of any use to you. You can tell me later. About how, even in the world of software development, connection has an important part to play. So it's inconceivable that you haven't kind of noticed this, just in your own dealings with other people that you're trying to help. So I've been teaching a long time. I've probably explained some concept 1,000 times. And yet, when I explain it for the 1,000th and first time, it is with reasonable regularity that there's something about the way that I say it, something about the way that I think about it as I'm talking about it, something about some question somebody asks me about it, that makes me realize more deeply what I was really trying to understand, even though I thought I understood it, you know, inside out. And that process of just trying to express myself, being asked a question about it, having to think a little bit more deeply about it than I might have thought about it before, that turns out to be a valuable thing for me. Hopefully it was valuable to the person I was trying to explain something to, but it turns out to be valuable for me. So the idea of teaching, something that all teachers know really well, is the act of teaching has this incredible impact on the teacher. Yeah, we of course all hope that we have this incredible impact on the student. But if you've had any opportunity at all to be a TA, to be a proctor, to help anybody in any way, it's inconceivable to me that you haven't realized how strong an experience that is for you, the explainer. Yeah. So again, with that in mind, what I want to persuade you to do, that's the advice, is when you go out in the world, to take the time, have the patience to help somebody else. Yeah? Somebody who knows less than you about something. And just like there are a zillion people who know less than you about something, there are a zillion people who know more than you about something. And the other side of that coin is, you can easily feel, for example, I get my students to pair up, give them extra credit if they do it. A lot of times, I will have students who don't want to do that because they know they're less informed, they know they have less experience, and they think they're going to drag this other student down, they're going to slow them down. And the first thing that I tell them is, you're doing them a favor. Yeah? Forcing them to explain themselves, forcing them to really put out step by step what they're doing, even though one could argue that on the surface that might be boring for them, they are going through an act of teaching. And by going through that act, they're understanding what they're doing better. So you're doing them a favor by being the person who says, you know, you need to teach me how you do this. Yeah? And then, of course, you want to, as they say, pay it forward. And you want to do the same thing when it's your turn. Yeah? So have the patience, take the time to help other people. And again, in a self-serving way, you'll be helping yourself. One last example. Again, I do know what the word inconceivable means, and it's inconceivable that this hasn't happened to you. Which is, you write a piece of software, and there's a bug in it. And for the life of you, you cannot find it. And you put all these print statements in there, and you run a debugger, and nothing works. Nothing helps. So you pull your buddy, and you say, hey, can you do me a favor? Sit here next to me for a second. Let me just walk you through what I'm doing, and you'll be able to help me out. They sit there. You start talking. 5 minutes go by, they're still sitting there, you're still talking. 5 more minutes go by, they're still sitting there, you're still talking. 5 more minutes, I know what the problem is. They haven't said a damn thing. They just sat there like a statue. But the bottom line is that you felt psychologically obligated to explain yourself at a level of detail that you simply refused to do to yourself. When you're by yourself looking at that code, all you're doing is saying, bug's not there, bug's not there, bug's not there. And that's exactly where the damn bug is. But by being forced to talk about it, by being forced to defend every decision that you made, by being forced to make it clear enough that this other person could understand it, that's what makes the bug reveal itself. Not going to work with your grandmother, not going to work with your dog, but it is going to work with a colleague. And so again, that same notion is this notion that teaching, that explaining, that being patient is an incredibly valuable thing for you to do. And that's what keeps us connected. That's what makes the department the department. You know, if none of us knew each other, we were just a bunch of strangers, the department wouldn't thrive the way that it thrives. It wouldn't be anywhere near as positive experience as it is because of the fact that we're all friends, we're all interacting, all doing things for each other. And so you want to keep that up in your new places of employment, and you know, keep it up in a way by coming back from time to time. So let me give you one final thought, one more little quote. Best thing for being sad is to learn something. It's the one thing that never fails. You may grow old and trembling in your arteries. You may lie awake at night listening to the disorder of your veins. You may miss your father, your mother, your dog, your only love. There's only one thing for all of it. Learn, learn, learn. Learn why the world wags and what wags it. Thank you very much.